weeks later, no suspects in Idaho. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
This community is not going to heal until this guy's pulled off the streets. It ain't going to happen.
Stephen Gonzalez is the father of one of the four students killed at the University of Idaho. He's frustrated by the pace of the investigation and a lack of information from police. Julia Parker is a city council member in Moscow, Idaho, who also spoke to Fox's Lawrence Jones.
I think that our Moscow police force will do really well. And I also think that the help from the Idaho State Police and the FBI are invaluable.
From the start, investigators have called the stabbing attack targeted, but last week they clarified, saying it's unclear if the target was the residents or the occupants. Behind bars in Texas, a driver for FedEx who police say has confessed to kidnapping and killing a young girl after delivering a package to her house. The child's cause of death has not been revealed. Executions in Iran. State media says four people suspected of working for Israel's Mossad intelligence agency have been killed. Three others received long prison terms. Early voting has ended in Georgia ahead of Tuesday's Senate runoff. Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock hopes to fend off a challenge from Republican Herschel Walker.
Right here on the ground ahead of this runoff, it is turning out to be looking like it's going to be a very, very tight race, just like the general. No clear favorites in the most recent polling here.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. Another bombshell from Twitter's new owner. Elon Musk says employees of the social media platform may have interfered in Brazil's presidential election. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Both Russia and Ukraine are unhappy with the deal reached by Western powers to cap the price of Russian oil.
The office of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky now calling for a lower price cap on Russian oil than the one already agreed to by Ukraine's Western supporters. Zelensky's office chief writing Saturday on social media the $60 per barrel ceiling set by the European Union, Australia, Britain, Canada, Japan, and the U.S. didn't go far enough and needed to be cut in half to, quote, destroy the enemy's economy faster. That $60 per barrel cap is set to take effect on Monday along with an EU embargo on Russian oil shipped by sea. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Russia says it won't supply oil to countries that implement the cap. China is easing more COVID-19 restrictions even as daily infections reach near record highs. In many cities, a negative test is no longer needed to ride public transportation, enter pharmacies, and visit tourist attractions. A steady increase in COVID-19 infections in Los Angeles County has health officials considering an indoor mask mandate.
LA County's director of public health hasn't definitively set a timeline in terms of when or if a mask mandate will be restored, but she says that the department is looking very closely at rising COVID cases as well as hospital capacity to help guide the department in their decision making. And so far, the director says they're seeing some troubling numbers.
Fox's Charles Watson, the last time L.A. County came close to reimposing a mask mandate was over the summer. A giant tortoise in the South Pacific is another year older, but who's counting? Jonathan is 190, making him the oldest living land animal. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.